We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. What a beautiful day right here in the heart of the state. Beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Big events this weekend. Big free events. Both Doors Open Milwaukee and Harborfest are on the to-do list this weekend. Both are truly just like mission-driven and right in the wheelhouse of what we love to talk about on The Upswing. Commerce and community. Each event will feature the fruits of our economic development labors right here in greater Milwaukee. Today, Grace Fuhrer, the special events director at Historic Milwaukee, will join us. And special guest Robin Cherry, the communications manager at the Bronzeville Center for the Arts. Actually, they're right here in the studio right now. I love it. They'll tell us all we need to know about Doors Open. And then in the second half of the show, Tia Torhorst is the CEO of the Harbor District. And she will preview Harborfest, which is Sunday, but also give us all the details on the new $14.7 million federal grant, bunch of funding that's coming to expand the Riverwalk just in the Harbor District and throughout almost to downtown Milwaukee. There'll be a couple patches here and there, but Tia's going to give us the full scoop on what's happening at Milwaukee's Riverwalk. But first, as we do each and every morning on The Upswing, let's go to Up.
Now is time for the 2 Up on The Upswing.
Two other things that we're seeing around the business world in greater Milwaukee. First, a new $118 million building opens today on Milwaukee's east side. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee will officially debut its state-of-the-art chemistry building today at 1 p.m. with remarks from the chancellor and other special guests. And they're going to do, this will be interesting, a ceremonial chemical reaction. Construction began at this four-story building. It is 163,000 square feet. It started in 2022, and it is replacing a facility that was built in 1972. The new chemistry building is going to be all about STEM, a true recruitment and retention vehicle, not only for students, but for faculty and research. It will obviously help prepare students who are interested in the fast-growing fields like medicine, genetic engineering, toxicology, pharmaceutics, chemical education, and much, much more. More than 3,500 students take chemistry or biochemistry classes at UWM each and every year. The development of the $118 million chemistry building was made possible through state-supported borrowing as part of the Universities of Wisconsin's 2019 to 2021 capital budget plan. Next up, where's the beef price relief? All right, come on. I pulled some hamburger prices recently. Where's your favorite burger? Chances are it's not getting any cheaper. $5, $10, $20. I pulled some prices right here at Dairyland where we are in downtown Milwaukee at Third Street Market Hall. $12.95 for a double, the big man on campus. It's super good. But Culver's, you can still get that single for like $3.49. Crave in Shorewood is about $5.75. But beef prices are getting higher and higher. Why? Really interesting. I saw this yesterday at Bloomberg.com. Ranchers are simply retiring. The average age of farmers and ranchers in the United States is 58. Aging beef producers are looking at high interest rates, resulting in higher costs to grow their herds and all the droughts and climate change. And they're balancing all these factors against higher prices that are coming on the labor end and just saying, you know what? Now it's time to eye retirement. And it's leading to higher and higher prices. So it's always interesting to kind of peer behind the curtain to see why our prices are getting higher. Sometimes it's just simply a demographics game. But no matter where you're getting your burger this weekend, know that there's good, hard people working hard to bring it to you. So whatever you're paying, it's going to be worth it, right? When we come back, Doors Open Milwaukee, an event that is more than worth it because it highlights all the beauty and the good people who are working to make our downtown better each and every day. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Hey, where's the beat?
Love is an open door. With you. With you. With you. With you. Love is an open door.
An open door, indeed. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Doors Open Milwaukee is a public celebration of Milwaukee's neighborhoods, architecture and history, community and commerce at its very best. The event is this weekend, offering a behind-the-scenes look at more than 150 commercial buildings, art galleries, urban gardens, churches, and many, many more spaces that typically aren't available to the general public day to day. It's a great event in its 14th year. It's become truly a fall highlight and just one that seems to grow bigger and bigger each and every year. Doors Open is organized and presented by the nonprofit organization Historic Milwaukee. Grace Furr, the special events director at Historic Milwaukee, joins us, and Robin Cherry, the communications manager at the Bronzeville Center for the Arts, a first-time Doors Open participant this year. Grace, thanks for taking the time. Robin, you too. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It.
Thanks for having us.
So, Grace, what are the incentives for building owners to be a part of Doors Open? I'm sure there are many, but how does it work? Give us the logistics. Is there a fee? Is there a sponsorship? How's it all organized? I'm sure it's a year-round effort to make it all happen.
Absolutely. So it's free for locations to participate in.
Okay.
We hope that it's an awesome, you know, marketing tool and a great opportunity to welcome potentially like new customers in the door or people who might not have otherwise been tied to the space.
Mm-hmm. So do you each and every year compile a list of buildings that you want to participate, or do buildings come to you? Like what's that process look like?
It's a combination of both things. In the beginning of the event, we kind of had to go around and beg locations to participate.
Right.
Now that it's an established, successful event, I think a lot of locations are interested in participating. So we work with our local business improvement districts to help connect us to new sites that could participate. We look at, you know, past participants and try and kind of balance a nice offering of commercial buildings, being in different neighborhoods. There's a lot of churches in Milwaukee, so you could literally just have fully a churches tour, but we kind of try and balance that out with a lot of different interesting spaces to participate.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I want to hear about the driving tour through all the churches, too, because I think the beauty of all of our churches is that, I don't know, like I feel like we should all, on a Sunday, take time to go to a church that we've never been in. No matter what your faith is, like, find a different community and just experience it. And this gives you that opportunity to get into the buildings and see what they're all about and sense the beauty and just see, like, wow, just marvel at the spaces. And it's a great opportunity for the churches to talk about what they're all about, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Robin, what do you hope comes out of the weekend for the Bronzeville Center for the Arts? You're raising money to fully complete the vision there at your new building, correct?
Well, we're going to be launching a capital campaign sometime next year.
Okay.
What our goal is, we're drawing attention to this arts-focused organization in Bronzeville. And, you know, we're new to the neighborhood, and we want people to know that we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very important to us.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that our doors are going to be open to the public.
Hmm.
And we have an exhibition that will be going on. And so this is our maiden voyage.
Yeah.
So it's twofold. We want people to know we're there. We want to raise awareness for this arts-focused organization. And it's our maiden voyage with our first exhibition.
So are you a single gallery now and then raising money to do an entire complex as part of the district?
Exactly. Bronzeville Center for the Arts is Gallery 507.
Yeah.
And so Gallery 507 is our planning office as well for the bigger arts and cultures center that we're looking to build.
Okay.
You know, a couple of years from now.
All right.
And that will be located at the old DNR building that's on the corner of North Avenue and MLK.
Okay.
It's about 50,000 square feet.
All right.
So, so that's, you know, what we're planning for the future.
And it's great to dovetail with Doors Open to not only have a grand opening, but obviously a kind of a built-in audience that's going to be in the neighborhood that, hey, you were welcome. Say, hey, this is what we're all about. Let me tell you more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I was thrilled. Robin is an example of somebody who reached out to Historic Milwaukee, and I couldn't have been more happy to hear from her. It's definitely the one that was on our list, and we could talk about this at some point, but we're doing a King Drive app tour this year. Hmm. There'll be a trolley ride in King Drive.
Ah.
So there's a group of locations that are participating. It's going to be a really fun day. On a near King Drive.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk just about that. But also, Grace, I want to hear about the origin of Doors Open. Where did it start? What's the big picture mission? And can it help us attract even more businesses in the city? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We invite you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it's a whole lot of fun. You complete it. We want your feedback. To participate, all you have to do is text the word survey to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. A survey link will be texted back to you. As a special thank you for your participation, upon completion, you'll be entered to win a package that includes two 2024-25 regular season game tickets to your Milwaukee Bucks and an overnight stay at the beautiful Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. Survey to 855-616-1620. So, Grace, what's the origin of this event? Did it start in a certain city and you saw it one day and you're like, whoa, I need to bring this to Milwaukee. Where did it start? And just give us the backstory.
Yeah, so Milwaukee's Doors Open began with a librarian by the name of George Wagner, who was retired from Milwaukee Public Libraries and was a longtime tour guide for Historic Milwaukee. And he visited Doors Open Toronto and at Doors Open Denver. And this event is a worldwide event and has a couple different names. You might have heard of Open House Chicago, which started the same year as Doors Open Milwaukee. We did start ours 1 month before theirs.
All right. That's good. That's good. I like the competition.
But
friendly competition.
London and Scotland are kind of like the global originators of Doors Open Days or Open House events. And so he visited these locations in the early 2000s and brought the idea to Historic Milwaukee in 2010 and thought, we should try this event. So the board of directors at the time said, okay, sounds great. George said, I will organize the event as a volunteer for the first couple of years. So that made it, you know, an easy yes. So literally he just went around, he worked with the Downtown Business Improvement District and other neighborhood groups to get meetings with business groups and buildings and try and explain what this whole thing is. The first year we had 80 sites and 10,000 people showed up. So it was highly popular right out the gate.
Yeah. And then obviously it's become a good fundraiser for the organization. And, you know, bigger picture, you see it as a recruitment tool for the downtown area as you talk to sponsors and work with the different business improvement districts. Is this something that, whoa, we're getting people here that maybe don't spend a ton of time walking and looking up and down, and they sense opportunity right here in our downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, we one of the goals of Doors Open is to invite people to explore Milwaukee, go to neighborhoods they might not have otherwise. And hopefully we ask them on a survey, did you have a great time? Did your perception of the neighborhood improve? And are you going to visit again? And we certainly get a lot of calls in our office, you know, leading up to the event of people who maybe haven't been downtown in a while, are worried about parking or this and that.
Yeah.
But they come to our city and they have a great time and it makes them, you know, feel proud of our region.
And, you know, the Packer game, you can still monitor on your phone as you walk around. Like it's, I love that too. Like it's just a talkability type of event in whether the Packers are playing or not, as they do this Sunday. it's okay. Like, you can still be involved in this event and be sharing the score as you're walking into a new building.
I know if you go to the garage, which is a new events venue at the Harley-Davidson Museum, they do play the game. So you can know, take a seat and watch it and check the score. Last year, there was also a Packer game during the event, and I saw people walking around downtown wearing their gear. So.
Yes. All right.
There you go.
I love it. So, Robin, tell us about the Bronzeville, the trolley tours, and some of the events specifically along King Drive that you want people to get involved in.
Well, definitely the trolley tours and the driving tour.
So there will be a free, like, hop-on, hop-off trolley tour in the King Drive neighborhood, and the Bronzeville Art Collective is one of the stops. So you're going to catch it by America's Black Holocaust Museum will be the first stop.
Which is practically, it's down the street from Bronzeville Center for the Arts.
Exactly.
We're practically next-door neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So this will be a great opportunity to, if you're driving, park your car, hop on the trolley, and then you get to see all these awesome sites in this neighborhood.
And I know there's a lot of new buildings on the list. You can get it all at the Historic Milwaukee website. But there's a special thing that I'm really interested in. On Sunday, there's a manhole cover being removed in downtown, right on Michigan Street, between Plankington and 2nd. What's that all about? What am I going to see?
It's one of the coolest things, I think, that we brought to Doors Open last year. And the idea, I did borrow from Minneapolis. So I saw Minneapolis Doors Open, which is just is in its infancy. It's maybe like 3 years old, had a manhole cover open with a camera in it and you could look at it. So I asked our Department of Public Works in Milwaukee if they could do something similar. And sure enough, they shut down the entire block. They opened up two manhole covers with cameras, and these manholes underneath our city are super historic Cream City brick. Nice. So they have a camera there and a big monitor that you can look at it. They also have multiple big trucks that you can check out with kids. So it's
Doors
a fun
Open
time.
This weekend.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Where'd you get your morning coffee? I'm going to admit, it's not cheating, but maybe cheating a little bit. I had a morning breakfast meeting at Marquette University. It was the kickoff for the annual Marquette Mentors program that I'm a part of. So my coffee was on the house. Thank you, Marquette University, for the coffee. It was wonderful. A great event. More than 200 people there, matching alums to current students. The mentorship program at Marquette is truly an innovative program, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Jess, where'd you go this morning?
I was all over the place today. I came in really early. I had a lot of meetings to take care of. Like, okay, I have time to go. I'm going to go to Canary Coffee. It's nearby. It's got good vibes. Yes. Coffee's a little expensive, again, $5, but I can treat myself on a Friday.
That's right.
I left a dollar tip. I know I'm not doing any favors of the millennials spending so much money on coffee, but I've never spent a cent on avocado toast, I swear.
That's great. But you get that beautiful pour-over experience right here in Westtown. It's great coffee. Really good people at Canary Coffee, for sure. Tia Torhorst is the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Tia, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
I'm really happy to be here.
Where did you get your morning coffee, Tia?
So I cruised through Casera, the newest Harbor District coffee shop. It's located in the River One complex.
Okay.
Right there on the river. It's really a beautiful spot. And it's you also get tempted by the bakery. So be warned.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know, like it's truly like one of the hottest new places in the city right now. You just see so many people posting about it. The pictures are beautiful. The scenery, the coffee. I mean, everything there is just, it's really tempting, but just, it's all like Instagrammable.
Yes, it's beautiful and delicious and affordable. I only paid $3 for my
coffee. Ooh, that's good. We like to keep it at that $3 level. That's a good mark for sure. All right, so you have some big news about the expansion of the Riverwalk. And when you look at what you do at the Harbor District each and every day, you kind of strike that balance between urban development and environmental restoration. And for those that don't know, just walk us through and tell us where the geographic area of the Harbor District is that you work in each and every day, Tia.
Yeah, I have the pleasure of working right on the water every day. So the Inner Harbor is where our offices are located, but the Harbor District is between the Third Ward and Milwaukee Bayview neighborhood. And then from about 1st or 2nd Street, and I claim into the middle of the lake because we're doing some work on the Milwaukee Breakwater.
Okay. And how's the organization funded? You're also a business improvement district as well?
Yeah. So we're a nonprofit as well as a business improvement district. So the nonprofit, you know, we've been funded by a mix of generous donors throughout the years, Rockwell Community Foundation and Fund for Lake Michigan and the Brico Fund have been longstanding partners to make sure that someone is kind of paying attention to this area of the city and working on it 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what is the progress, or what's the new progress that's being made on the Riverwalk expansion? Yesterday's news was big for the organization, actually big for the entire region, I think, and a long time coming. And when you get that component of funding that comes in for a project that you want to complete, you got to celebrate it.
Oh, 100%. Yesterday's news was huge. The city announced a $14.7 million grant that came from President Biden's infrastructure investments through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. So this will match a $15 million investment by the city. And this money will be used to invest in the longest stretch of Riverwalk in the city of Milwaukee, built at one time. It'll be just over 3/4 of a mile. It's going to be done in two phases. The first phase will be all of the trail components and the lighting and the landscaping so people can get down there and use it right away. That's going to go to RFP, so people will be able to bid on the project right away this fall. And then the second phase will be shortly thereafter completed in 2026, and that'll have some much needed and demanded public restrooms,
a
new kayak and boat dock, an overlook, and an area that we call the node.
All right. What's the node all about?
So the node is a section that will provide aquatic habitat and allow the public a little bit closer access to the water.
All right. Tia Torhurst is the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. When we come back, more talk about the long-term vision of Harbor District. Harbor Fest is coming up this Sunday, and much, much more. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Tia Torhurst. Tia is the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Big announcement yesterday that will expand the Riverwalk in the Harbor District. Now, Tia, in terms of the development of the Riverwalk, obviously it kind of starts in Schlitz Park, comes through downtown all the way to the Harbor District. There are some portions of that Riverwalk that still need to be completed. I mean, that's the long-term vision, obviously, to complete, to make it truly walkable from the south all the way to the north.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about our Riverwalk much like other communities talk about their Riverwalks, but Milwaukee's truly is special. If you go to Houston, you're actually a little disappointed if you know Milwaukee's, because you're like, what? We have this amazing Riverwalk, and Houston seems to get a lot of prep for it.
Yeah, good, good. Let's kind of look back a couple of years in terms of like the history of the Harbor District and what it was and what it's becoming and how it kind of plays into what you're doing and what your board wants to happen for the long-term vision of the transformation of the neighborhood. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so our goal is to kind of walk that fine line between transformation and enhancement. The district already has so many amazing things. We have three large, very large corporations. We have many, many small and medium-sized businesses. We want to continue to provide that access to family-supporting jobs, and we want to support those businesses to stay in the district and thrive. But then another component is we also want to improve the environment due to the historical impacts of that industry in the district. You know, long ago, there weren't the regulations that kept nasty chemicals out of our soil and water. Mm-hmm. So we work with government and businesses to try and clean that up.
Yeah.
And then the important part of that is because we think that the water is something that it's one of the most important natural resources in Milwaukee. And we want to allow people to have easy access to it and enjoy it. We want to make sure that we can get people connected to nature. We know that provides so many benefits. You know, that looks a little different in the urban environment.
Yeah.
But being able to walk along the water, enjoy fishing, or just get out and simply enjoy the birds and other creatures that share our space is something everyone should have access to do.
Yeah. Probably the one thing, you know, people will see the big Michaels building as you drive
you know, south or north. And that's a signature component of the redevelopment of the area. But also the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences is kind of tucked in back, but that's a huge research hub and a vital part of the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are home to the first School of Freshwater Science in the country. There's only three in the world. It's really a gem that is in our community.
So what else are you looking at in terms of economic opportunities? Is it a mix of small retail, looking at more restaurant, more corporate offices? Are you looking at it all? Like, how do you make those economic development choices?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so one of the main drivers is how we kind of we think about what the community asked for. And we want to make sure that there's opportunities for those family supporting jobs. We want to make sure there's opportunities for people to live by the water and affordably so. So Milwaukee Harbor District has three new huge apartment complexes coming online in the next 3 years.
Nice.
So you don't need to be rich to live by the water. Right. You can come live in the Harbor District and have access to the opportunities there. And you know, we have a bunch of really micro businesses as well. We have three kind of incubator spaces in the Harbor District in kind of old former industrial buildings that house a ton of tiny businesses.
Yeah. And what I really enjoy and appreciate about all the business improvement districts in the city is how you collaborate with the other districts, because it's really about connecting all the neighborhoods to enhance opportunity and walkability and placemaking. So that's a big part of what you do. And having events like Sunday's Harbor Fest is a really good way to get people to the district to showcase, wow, you can park once and you can kind of walk all over and experience not only the Harbor District, but all the neighborhoods around it. So when we come back, I want to have you give me the full rundown of what's happening Sunday at Harbor Fest. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, a big weekend of community events. Doors open all weekend long. And Harbor Fest on Sunday in Milwaukee's beautiful Harbor District. Tia Torhorst joins us, the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Tia, I heard a rumor about a sturgeon parade. If there's nothing more Wisconsin than a sturgeon parade, I need to know more about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a full life-size sturgeon that you can meet at the Harborview Plaza and walk down the street and participate in blessing the baby sturgeons before we release hundreds of them into Lake Michigan.
All right. And is this an annual event, or is just kind of a repackaging of something that you're like, all right, We need a thing.
This year is a new, the life-size sturgeon is new.
Is new? Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll be there for the life-size sturgeon for sure and the releasing of the sturgeon into the lake. So give us all the details about Harbor Fest. Where, when, what it all entails, who's involved, the musical acts. Give us the full rundown.
Yeah. So I'll talk fast, but everybody can go to our website and find out more details if I talk too fast. but it's Sunday from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And it's where Greenfield hits the lake. So head all the way east on Greenfield and you'll find us.
If you just kind of take Water Street through downtown, hit Greenfield and park anywhere in that area, is that?
Yeah.
Like, so what are the parking tips?
Yeah. So parking tips are, we have lots of open parking lots this weekend. So again, there's a map on our website. Okay. Rockwell has opened up a ton of their parking lots, so people can easily do that. Komatsu has also opened up their parking lot. We try and reserve some of those spots for people who have a little bit mobility issues, some seniors. So if you can take the walk, because we have great food that you can burn off those calories and take advantage of. We also have amazing entertainment. We have Alyssa Dominguez joining us. We have Salsa Brositas Milwaukee. We have Bembe Drum and Dance. We have David H.B. Drake and Ill Threads Milwaukee rounds out the entertainment. We also have a new fun thing this year. You can take a water taxi.
Oh, nice.
So you can jump on the water taxi at either Barnacle Buds, Boone and Crockett, or at Casera at River One, and hop on over to Harbor Fest, or you can take the boat from Harbor Fest to any of those places and have a drink, have a snack, and come on back.
And it's all free to attend.
All free.
No charge for the water taxi either?
No charge.
Wow. Could you see water taxis becoming a more permanent part of our transit infrastructure?
That,
please say yes.
Yes.
I want water taxis.
So someone should be inspired by this.
Yes, yes. I think we've kind of tried a couple little pilot programs, it seems, through the years, but we've never kind of gone all in. It seems like something we need.
I totally agree.
All right. Let's keep that on the list for sure. Are you also part of Doors Open? Are there buildings that are part of that event?
Yeah. So you can get a tour of the School of Freshwater Sciences. Hmm. You can learn about all of the fascinating things that is going on right here in our community. And then that's one other place in the Harbor District, TIP. The Model Railroad Club has their headquarters in the Harbor District.
Really? How long has that been there?
Very good question. A long time.
All right.
But you can find it. It's just down the street from Alley Boys.
Okay.
And it's at 215 East National. It's only open this day once a year. So it's a really special treat.
All right. So you can get a sense of all that's going on in the water, but the old school model railroads, you got to get to the Harbor District for this one day only opportunity to see that museum. Truly, truly cool. So what else does the Harbor District need long term? I know you talked a little bit in the last segment about how you're doing economic development, but what's on your wish list?
Yeah, so every day we wake up trying to figure out how to get people better access to the water and meaningful access. So there's the only county boat ramp that's downtown is in the Harbor District. It's called the Brew Street Boat Ramp. You know, we are going to be taking a look at that and seeing if we can make it a little bit better. We got a grant from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Association to look at that, see if we can, you know, give people a really great place to view Light the Hone, as well as, you know, a safer and more enjoyable boat launch experience.
Very good. Tia Torhorst, the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District, thanks for your time this morning. All the best this weekend. Have a great event on Sunday.
Thanks, Jeff.